It is 9:34. You're listening to 100.5 FM on a beautiful Friday morning in the great state of Maine, December the 6th. I believe it's St. Nicholas Day. I think the 6th is St. Nicholas Day. It's also the 30th birthday of my son, Connor, who's now down in Florida with a very different Christmas season than we have here, obviously. Rocco Severino, Diane Campbell in the house. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Happy birthday to your son.
Yeah, absolutely.
Happy birthday, Connor.
Yeah, he's, I don't know if he listens a lot of mornings. I don't know if he's listening right now, and but they're getting settled with everything. They've gotten their house sold, and they got all their stuff finally moved down. After Connor made 3 trips driving from Florida to Maine and Maine to Florida, 3 round trips in the space of 6 or 7 days. It was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, some hard driving. He drove straight through on all of it.
Oh, my gosh. O to B, 29.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and he did that once. Our family had a condo down in Sanibel. And when he graduated from high school, that was part of the gift, is that he and my oldest son, Tripp, and my now son-in-law, Brandon, they all went down together. Connor drove straight through. It was 27 hours and didn't blink an eye.
Wow.
Stayed up the whole day, and, you know, they did whatever it was they were doing and we don't know about, and that's okay because they were 1,700 miles away. But, yeah, fun stuff. Fun stuff. Rocco, tell us a little more. I always love talking to small business people. Tell us a little more about Sportsman's Kitchen. As we've talked about this morning, Dee Dee and I have been there. The food is fabulous. But what, you know, you're in Sebago. And that's great in the summer, but you would think maybe not as great in the winter. But what made you do this?
Yeah, certainly. So as most folks know, my family goes way back in the restaurant business in Portland, Maine. To the days of the Village Cafe that Don Campbell, who was here earlier, mentioned, and Bruno's Restaurant and Sportsman's Grill. So there wasn't, you know, Portland is a thriving restaurant scene now.
Right.
This is going back a long time where there weren't a lot of places and a lot of choices. So Sportsman's Grill was a staple, started in 1959 and actually closed in 1999 for the final time. After that happened, my dad got out of the restaurant business, and we moved down to Nashville, Tennessee, which is where I went to high school and college. When we moved back to Maine, I was in the car business. My dad was selling insurance, and we had both moved up to Sebago because we had grown up there as kids and fallen in love with it. So when I moved back from Nashville, that's where I bought my first home and settled with my family. And an opportunity came available up the road. They were selling this kind of like beat down. It was a small restaurant and campground, but it was really, you know, had needed a lot of love.
Wasn't like Bailey's down on Orchard Beach, in other words.
Yeah, it needed a facelift, I guess. So kind of convinced my father to retire, and retire, I put that in air quotes, because I'm pretty sure he works twice as hard now as he ever did. Leverage his retirement, because I didn't have a whole lot of money at the time, nor do I now. But we bought the property and we remodeled the building of the original kitchen. We remodeled the cottages, because we also own another company called Sebago West Shore Cottages. We own 8 cottages that we rent right on the same property. And we decided to go back and kind of throw back the menu to the old Sportsman's Grill. So we still run our spaghetti meatballs, our chicken parm, our eggplant parm, veal parm. And then we have a very eclectic bar menu that goes along with that. And the off-season, or excuse me, I call the off-season the fall and winter. But we do like a wild game menu, so you can see some wild game items on there. We do brunch on Sundays this time of year. So to your point, obviously we're not quite as busy as we are in the summer, but Wednesday through Sunday we're open, and it's a really, like Don said, it's a very cozy atmosphere, you know, very quaint. Everybody knows your name, kind of like at Cheers when you walk into Sportsman's Kitchen and Keg. We have a nice outdoor fire pit, so if it's a sunny day, you can even sit outside and sip a warm cocktail. My sister Landon is the bar manager, and she's done phenomenal things with the cocktail menu.
Did she attend bar for Chris Dowdy's birthday party?
She did. She did.
So we spent quite a bit of time with her back in September, and she's a hoot.
Yeah, she's, it's a family affair. So my dad is my business partner. He's kind of more behind the scenes now, although if you come in around 4 o'clock, you can usually catch him at the bar having a cold Coors Light. But my sister Alexis, who's actually getting married in January, so congratulations to her and her fiancé. She is the general manager now. My sister Landon is the bar manager. My mom handles all the decorating of the property, the cottages. And then my dad is kind of oversees things. And if you ask the four of them, I don't do a whole lot at all.
That makes you the smart one.
Yeah. You know, I'm on my boat all summer and I'm skiing all winter. And as far as, you know, they're concerned, I don't have a whole lot to do, though. So it's really a family affair. They're very talented. I wouldn't be where I am. The business wouldn't be where it is without them. So thank God for them. And it's a lot of fun. You know, it's a great atmosphere. We have a rotating 12 beer taps, always new food on specials, menus ever changing. So we encourage folks to drive up from Portland, Westbrook, Gorham, Windham. It's a nice ride. It's a beautiful area. And we promise you some good food and some good drinks.
Yeah, it's awesome.
We'll vouch. It's great.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
It is. It's fabulous. There's no doubt. That is the great privilege of living here. As you guys know, 2019, Bon Appetit magazine named Portland, Maine, the foodie city of the year. And it's so true. Wherever you go, one thing you can find in this state, I don't care where it is good food.
Yeah, I agree. It's an incredible, you know, food city and a food state. You know, I heard Steve DeMillo on earlier talking about some of the misfortunes that are happening in Portland.
Yeah.
But I think overall we have a thriving restaurant scene. And in this environment, the strong will survive. And you're seeing that, I think, now more than ever. And we have some phenomenal eateries all around the state of Maine. Mm. So we're very lucky.
Yeah, there's no doubt. You tell your father that he mentioned that he works harder now than he did before he retired. Dee Dee's been retired for 10 years, and she says all the time, I work a lot more now than I ever did when I actually worked in retirement, because she handles all of our social media. She maintains our website. She is the editor of our magazine, and so she, you know, that's her retired life. So plus grandchildren and social activities, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So constantly on the go. You know what we ought to do, if you're up for it?
Tell me.
Is we ought to feature, we ought to have a Diane Campbell page on our magazine that features your favorite photographs every month. People love that stuff. You saw me react to your photographs. They're extraordinary.
I know. Thanks for that.
Yeah, they're extraordinary.
Thank you.
Yeah, we should just do that.
Okay.
That'd be great.
I'm in.
Yeah.
And
just work out the details with Dee Dee. She will love that.
One of our listeners today sent Dee Dee an email about what was that woman's website address.
Yeah.
I apologize. I don't have one yet.
Do you have a way? Because I saw the email. It's Bob from, we call him the Sage of Kennebunk, because he's a very wise guy.
Bob, I apologize. I don't have a website yet. You might be my catalyst for establishing a website.
There you go.
But I gave my contact information to Dee Dee.
Okay.
And Bob, if you're listening, you can give me a call. 207-233-9466. We'll figure it out.
She did actually already give him that information.
Okay, good.
So he's a great guy.
Good.
He's a very wise man. Even if he did go to the Orange and Blue of the North, Syracuse, I don't know why he did that. It was so bad. So bad. So bad. Anyhow.
Thank you.
I digress. You have a show tomorrow.
I do. It's going to be at the North Yarmouth Academy. All the proceeds go to support the Parents Association at North Yarmouth Academy. And that's probably like our artist fees and table fees and all that other good stuff. And the show runs from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. tomorrow, and I will be there displaying my photography. I do have a couple framed images, but I focus on making greeting cards because I believe in the power of the handwritten word.
Right.
And the feeling that it gives me when I send one, and the feeling that people share when they receive one. So.
Yeah, like you, Dee Dee is quite a great photographer. And at one point when our children were in high school, she had, this is not a joke, she had over 50,000 photographs on Facebook, because she would go to all the sporting events and she would take them. And if she knew some of the kids from the other teams, and of course the kids on all of our teams, she would tag them. So she got a reputation for it because, you know, we have four kids and they were staggered in school. And kids would come up from the other teams and say, hey, can you take some photos and tag me? So she literally had 50,000. It's not a joke. You could go look at the albums on her Facebook from back then. I mean, our Lizzie graduated in 17, so it's been a while. But, yeah, it was crazy. But kids from all over, they knew that Miss Didi, or Mama Didi as they called her, Mama Didi took photographs, and she would take them of them as well. You know, we loved all the kids. We didn't care what team. We cheered for our team, but we never cheered against their team. And if, you know, if it was a play on the other team that was really great, I'd holler out, way to go, great play or something, you know.
I love a
We
good
cheered
play.
For our team. We want to win. We're competitive. Let's be clear, coming in first. If you're not the lead dog, your view never changes. We are very much come in first family. But, you know, we weren't against the other kids. We just want to win.
Now, you took that same approach when you were watching the Florida State game this weekend, correct? You were...
No,
wanted
no,
Florida
no.
State to I do was, well. And
no, I was pretty just glad we stomped them, you know. I mean, do you know, maybe you don't, do you know why Doak Campbell Stadium at Florida State has natural grass?
I do not know that.
So their cheerleaders can graze at halftime.
Bad dog.
Do you know why God created Florida State?
I don't.
The kids who couldn't get into Florida had someplace to go. Do you know why the St. John River... flows north?
I don't.
Because Georgia sucks. Back before when they weren't as good as we were, that worked a lot better. Now Georgia's a powerhouse. But, oh, yeah, now I've got a million of them. Oh, yeah, I grew up with all this stuff. You know, I grew up 60 miles from the swamp, and it wasn't the swamp at the time. Steve Spurrier named it in the 90s. But, man, I'll tell you, my brother Jim and I went to the University of Florida every summer for 2 or 3 weeks and football camp, and we just, you know... I've told it. I know you're going to hear it again, folks, but they haven't heard it. So when my children were little, my dad used to say, and he taught my brother Jim in this, God, family, country, Florida Gators, not necessarily in that order on a Saturday afternoon in autumn. And he taught my kids that we're different. He is a Gator. He bleeds orange and blue. So when Tripp was 6 years old or so, we were working on a project. The house dad was up, and he was helping me, and he cut his hand. And Tripp said, Papa, you cut your hand. And he said, I know, honey, it's okay. It's just a little nick. No big deal. No, Papa, you're bleeding. I know, honey, it's okay. Don't worry about it. No, Papa, you're bleeding red. And he said, well, that's what people do. And he said, Papa, you said you bleed orange and blue. I will never forget it long as I live. I know. I tell the same stories over. And what do you expect, folks? I've been on air 21 years. I got to tell the same stories. They're my stories. You know, I don't have new ones. Not yet, anyhow. We're working on them. But, yeah, so, yeah, I was really glad Florida State went down in Natchez, you know.
Tough year for them. Tough year for them.
Really, you know, and not to get too much into college football, although we're getting to the point where the college football playoffs are coming. Extraordinary tough year for them because they were picked to be top 10 maybe and make the playoffs, and they've only won 2 games all year.
Is that their worst season in history?
It's not their worst because they were a girls' school for a long time.
Is that true or is that
it's true.
Another shot?
No. They were.
Thank you for clarifying.
That they were in fact a girls' school, and in fact that's where the girly men went for a long time, and then it changed, but. Well, God felt bad for people not being able to get into Florida, and so he decided, okay, we'll create a secondary school for people. And they had some lean years, but I, you know, to be fair, Bobby Bowden turned them into a powerhouse, and then when he retired, they did have a bit of a rough time, and then they stormed back. And that's what's fun when your chief rival is really good and you're really good. The days when Tim Tebow was there, that was just amazing. And, you know, you saw it the other day, Ohio State ranked number 2 in the nation. Michigan beats them. A rivalry game, anything can happen.
Nothing better in sports.
You're not kidding, because it'll unify you. It might divide you a little bit, but it'll unify you in the end. You know, it'll unify you in the end, because they're not your enemy. They're your opponent. You try to beat them in submission, and then you shake their hand and wish them well.
And a good opponent makes you better.
Yes, they do. You know, I always say, when I have really smart people in the studio, I become smarter.
Well, I apologize for today.
Well, it's okay. But you came in for a good cause. We got a break. We'll be right back. 9:49.
We fix people by fixing their car. I like being part of that.
It's a great feeling knowing that you've done something that looks good and you know the customer is going to be happy with.
We're doing great.